Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Hallis Hall is back open today. Coordinator speaking in Lake Forest, all in the name of Bears Commanders.
Do you miss it?
Being out there? I'll be back.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, when you know that they're going to be talking today, you're like, damn it.
No, not really. Not
they
really.
They switched the samples.
There's too, yeah, they did do that. There's too many good things going on here in the studios with the Cubs and
thank
everything.
You. Me.
That
thank
I,
you.
And Gabe Ramirez is
thank
here you. Today, which makes me happy. It is Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez filling in today. So it's great to have him. It's great to have this guy joining us. Kevin Fishbane now joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Am I missing out on anything out there today that I should be knowing about right now, Kevin Fishbane?
I don't know, Mark. I wasn't at either a coordinator press conference, so you got to hear as much from them as I did. it's Friday, but it's a Thursday in NFL lingo, so it's a lot going on here at Hallis Hall. But I think what's interesting about this setup this week is guys feel really good about how the Vegas game ended, obviously, but they also are very aware of the team's deficiencies. And I think that's been kind of a common talking point of like, yeah, that was great, that was fun, but this needs to get better. And I think kind of goes to an overarching theme that the Ben Johnson wants to instill here. Like, he doesn't want that Vegas game to be a one-off, right? Like, he's trying to change the culture here that we're winning is normal. Something that hasn't been the case in this building for a long time. So I think that it's, you know, we hadn't talked to some of these coaches since they beat Vegas. So we're kind of still touching on that game, but also I think they're ready to focus on a really tough opponent Monday night.
Well, I mean, you said it too about Ben Johnson. He knows, we all know that what they did against Vegas is not sustainable. Like, you cannot keep giving up big runs. You cannot keep giving up, in that case, 240 yards rushing, and it's a problem. Like, you go through, I was just going through all the games this year, and I could probably do the same exercise with the games last year, and that is the explosive runs that the Bears have endured in all of these games. So how do you think it will look better against Washington when the Bears go up there on Monday night?
Well, Mark, it can't look worse or much worse, you would like to hope. Again, you're going against a really good rushing attack. But getting T.J. Edwards back and getting Kyler Gordon back, I think, should make a big difference. You know, Ben Johnson spoke about what a weapon Kyler Gordon can be. He had four run stuffs last year, so tackles for no gain, tied for second most on the team. The guy who led the team in run stuffs last year was T.J. Edwards. So you get those two guys back, know how to defend the run. And it's going to be an interesting chess match for Dennis Allen, because he gets Kyler Gordon back, which means when they're in their nickel, which they're going to be in a lot, they have a better run defender situation. But then again, having T.J. Edwards back means that maybe they're more comfortable in their base defense because Noah Sewell's been playing pretty well. And now, you know, everybody moves up one. So T.J. Edwards come back in. Now Noah Sewell's your Sam linebacker. Do you want to find ways to get Sewell and Gordon on the field together? I have no idea that might happen zero times on Monday night. But I do wonder, when you're facing a team that runs the ball well, if Washington comes out there with two wide receivers, is Kyler Gordon, you know, do you find a way to have him as your cornerback for some of those situations just because of his run defense? Again, totally speculating, but just wondering, when you're thinking about how do you fix the run defense personnel-wise, Allen at least has more options at his disposal now in terms of different schemes you can throw out there, having Gordon Edwards back on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, right? I mean, those two guys being there, but you see other guys, right? Where Brisker, Jarrett might not necessarily play. When you think about the Bears' backups in those particular positions, what big of an impact do you think they'll have on the game, assuming that Jarrett and Brisker aren't playing?
Yeah, so when Jarrett missed the Raiders game, Gabe, they went with Andrew Billings, you know, which is obviously something we saw a lot last year. And, you know, against a team that runs the ball really well like Washington, maybe he's the answer again. I'm very curious to see Shamar Turner's growth. He was out there only 15 snaps in Vegas, but some critical snaps, some third downs, fourth downs, which tells you they've got some faith in him to handle those situations. You'd like to see a second-round pick continue to get more and more reps. So is he going to factor in that conversation if Jarrett can't play and get some more opportunities on the inside? Jonathan Ford is somebody who also stepped in, massive body, can really be a run stuffer for you. So those are the options. As far as if Brisker's out, it'll be Jonathan Owens most likely. And look, Owens is a veteran. He's started before. He knows what he's doing. I think you can count on him back there. But he might not bring some of the playmaking experience that Brisker has, or playmaking potential, I should say. But you know, Owens has done it for a long time. He's made some big plays in his career. I just think you have a maybe feel better on Brisker in the box against the run. So, you know, they're about to practice now, and we'll get the injury report in a few hours, and we'll see where Brisker and Jarrett are at. And the knee thing for Jarrett, I just wonder, you know, you were hoping that after Vegas and the bye that he'd be back, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't feel great about that one. This segment with Kevin Fishbane is sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It is meant to be. And yeah, we are talking to Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, senior writer of The Athletic covering the Bears, breaking in podcast with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. Let's get into the quarterbacks here, Kevin, because, you know, it could have been, should have been different last year when Caleb drove the Bears down in the last seconds and Roschon Johnson eventually gets the touchdowns. But, you know, we're all hoping that this is going to be a great quarterback matchup for years to come. What do you think about Caleb's chances against what has been an improving and a defense which has been getting to the quarterback? And, of course, you've got Bobby Wagner smack dab in the middle.
Grody, you ready for a fun fact?
Hell yeah. I've been waiting for a fun fact.
So this is from my colleague, Nikki Jobvala, does an incredible job for us covering the Commanders.
Yes.
She told me this morning, this is the first time since 1997 that the Bears and Commanders are going to start the same two quarterbacks in consecutive matchups. Do you guys want the list?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So here we go. I'll start from, 96 and 97, both those years, it was Gus Frerotte against Eric Kramer.
Okay.
1999, Brad Johnson, Shane Matthews. 2001, oh, Tony Banks, Jim Miller, friend of the program,
yeah,
of course. 2003, Tim Hasselbeck, Rex Grossman. 2004, Mark Brunell against Jonathan Quinn. 2005, Mark Brunell against Kyle Orton. 2007, Todd Collins against Brian Greasy. 2010, Donovan McNabb, Jay Cutler.
Woo.
2013, RG3 versus Josh McCown. Jay started that game, got hurt. Josh McCown came in. 2015, Kirk Cousins against Jay Cutler. 2016, Kirk Cousins against Matt Barkley.
Oh
my God.
2019, current Bear, Case Keenum against Mitch Trubisky. 2022, Carson Wentz against Justin Fields. 2023, Sam Howell against Justin Fields. And 2024 and 2025, Jaden Daniels and Caleb against Caleb Williams. Shout out, Nikki, for sending me that list this morning.
I love that. I love
that's
that.
Just, it just tells you where these two franchises have been at that position going back decades. And now they're both hope they've got the guy that can, these two can go up against each other for a long time. To your question, Mark, I know it's not why you called for the list, but I know you're glad you got it.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun fishing. Yeah.
It was good remember some quarterbacks.
And bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that what's interesting about Caleb Williams and is that fourth quarter drive to win the game is the lasting memory that leads into the bye. And I think that there's kind of got to be a little mental edge of having that little confidence boost that you had that moment. You had a rough first three quarters. There's so much more for this group to build on, right? We haven't had the DJ Moore game yet. We haven't had the Colston Loveland game yet. We haven't really, you know, I just think that there's a lot that this group can still accomplish, and Caleb Williams is getting there. So to come off that fourth quarter drive, to kind of see what they can do, to have the extra time to prepare. But you're right, this is a good Washington pass rush. Durant Armstrong has as many sacks himself as the entire Bears defense with five. He's going to be coming after. He's got to keep an eye on Bobby Wagner. You get a little nervous about some of these low throws, right? You see a lot of batted passes, and you know Wagner's going to be ready for some of those. So, yeah, it's going to be a great matchup and great opportunity for Caleb on Monday night.
So when you, I know, Fish, you wrote a piece on Second, you know, where Caleb Williams ranks at the bye and what the Bears passing game can improve, where the Bears passing game can improve when you're looking at it, right? Now having had, you know, a week or so removed from that. Is it as simple when you're looking at the Bears passing game? Because, you know, you mentioned Colston, you mentioned DJ Moore. We can allude that, you know, Ben Johnson hasn't opened up the entire playbook for Caleb Williams yet. But in order for the offense to get going, is it as simple as them just picking up that first down to get the motor kind of rolling?
It does seem that way. I mean, Caleb mentioned it, that like they get that first down, they get in that rhythm. And I remember that, you know, we talked about that last year when the team was really struggling, that Caleb kind of wanted to go quick, wanted to go more no huddle. And this team doesn't necessarily need to do that so far. But Gabe, you kind of reminded me as you were going through that, something I should have mentioned earlier. You know what would really be really great for Caleb Williams? A run game, right?
Oh, like,
what's that? Yeah, I'm sorry, what's that?
Good guy. They got to get off the bus running, guys. I mean, if DeAndre Swift can get going, if this offensive line, which, I mean, it's been such a point of emphasis, I think, over the bye, was this run game. And if that can get going, you know, you talk about getting that first down. Well, if it's second and two, as opposed to second and nine, the amount of things available for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams in the playbook is just it's a massive difference. So like I just think that's such an important part of the quarterback growth is having that complementary rushing attack that the Bears really need to get going. So I'm very curious to, you know, I said that going into the Vegas game. Like I thought Vegas would be the opportunity. It didn't happen. It was miserable against Vegas. Now you've had the whole bye. You got the left tackle change coming with Theo Benedict stepping in, and they really like his run defense. Is that going to be what helps kind of open things up? Or it's just obviously a multitude of things, but getting that first down, getting this offense in a rhythm, you know, for Ben Johnson, this playbook that we've talked about for months, well, it's just hard for him to find some stuff and it's going to work if they're at 3rd and 11 or 2nd and 12. So I think that that's why the run game, I'm just so interested to see how does it look different and will it look different? Because if it looks the same after a bye, when it's the point of emphasis, you've got bigger problems.
It's a great point. The segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. All right, Kev, are the Cubs going to the National League Championship Series?
Do they have to do the game five? I thought they just clinched it last night, right?
We've kind of been partying like they did.
I mean, okay, I don't want to be a believer in momentum per se, because I think, but there's got to be just a different vibe in those clubhouses that's going to matter on Saturday in Milwaukee, and there's going to be a bunch of Cub fans there. So, you know, you score in the top of the first, and you know, do we know who's pitching?
Shota or Colin Ray, but probably Shota. And I think I've been hearing stuff about the Miz. Jacob Mizorowski could be starting for the Brewers, which I think is a good move for Milwaukee, the way he was throwing 103 against the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't have to pitch their closer the other night either, so it was would have been nice for the Cubs to get everybody out of Milwaukee throwing a bunch of pitches. But Grody, I mean, listen, like, if you asked me after game two, I would have said they're going to get swept, obviously. And you're asking me now, that was so much fun last night. Of course they're going to go in Milwaukee and get to the NLCS.
Because they have to. Kevin, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep, that is Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Follow him right now, stat, at K Fishbane. Gabe, here's what we got coming up next. There was, as always, when we do our Five on It segment here on Raheem Harris and Grody, we've got about 15 choices usually.
What a phenomenal job by the producers.
Absolutely. No, they come up with great questions. Yeah. No doubt about it. Robbie the Tree and Ray are the primary writers of our questions, and Marshall does a great job with them as well. But we put them into a big basket, and then we all sort of debate which topics we're going to have. Well, there was one that was left on the cutting floor today that we are going to bring to you coming up next, and it has to do with fan bases for respective teams in the city of Chicago based on how good the Cubs fans have been in this series. Their anxiety has been channeled perfectly, but let's talk about if they are the best fan base in this city. We're going to kick that around next right here on Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.